I'm Evan.
And I'm Eli.
And this is Containment Breach, where we only sometimes exclusively talk about video games when asked what we did this week.
That's a lie.
So how's your week been, Eli?
I got God of War, speaking of video games. It's well, newer. It takes place after God of War 1, 2, and 3. So Kratos has killed the Greek gods, and now... the Norse gods are very upset with him for living in their land.
Hmm.
Because they sent Baldur to kill me.
Uh-oh.
You don't do that and get away with it.
Who's Baldur?
Baldur, he's the son of Odin. One of the sons of Odin.
Does he have any correlation with the Baldur's Gate games?
No.
Okay.
Baldur's whole thing is that he's... immortal, because Odin and Freya, I think it was Freya, were so worried about something killing him that Freya went around the world, the nine realms, and made every single thing, literally everything, promise not to kill him. But she forgot mistletoe, so mistletoe can kill him. And his death is... supposed to spark the beginning of Ragnarok.
Hmm.
The end of everything. So that sucks.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I haven't done much this week, but there is something I want to talk about. So do you remember our first review? The person that wrote our first review.
Yeah. The first review. Yes, what's up?
So they wrote a review on Sunday, last Sunday. So the Sunday before the release date of this episode, they wrote a review saying how they love the podcast, and them and their friend have been listening since episode one. So we've had two listeners that have listened since episode one.
That's great.
Yeah. That really made my day. And I only saw it like a few days ago because I don't really... I mean, I checked the... I wasn't really expecting very many reviews. So when I do get a review, it always makes me happy.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about?
Me a sec. I'm trying to find it. For some reason, I don't have it pulled up. Here it is. Okay. SCP-049. So, you ready to begin, or do you want to say anything?
Yeah, let's begin.
Item number SCP-049. Object class Euclid. Special containment procedures. That was fast. SCP-049 is contained within a standard secure humanoid containment cell in Research Sector 02 at Site 19. SCP-049 must be sedated before any attempts to transport it. During transport, SCP-049 must be secured within a Class 3 humanoid restriction harness, including a locking collar and extension restraints, and monitored by no fewer than two armed guards. While SCP-049 is generally cooperative with most Foundation personnel, outbursts or sudden changes in behavior are to be met with elevated force. Under no circumstances should any personnel come into direct contact with SCP-049 during these outbursts. In the event SCP-049 becomes aggressive, the application of lavender has been shown to produce a calming effect on the entity. Once calmed, SCP-049 generally becomes more compliant and will return to containment with little resistance. In order to facilitate the ongoing containment of SCP-049, the entity is to be provided with the corpse of a recently deceased animal, typically a bovine or large mammal, once every 2 weeks for study. Corpses that become insensitive of SCP-049-2 are to be removed from SCP-049's containment cell and incinerated. SCP-049 is no longer permitted to interact with human subjects, and requests for human subjects are to be denied. Temporary containment procedure update. See Addendum 049-2. per Containment Committee Order 049.S19.171. Oh wait, no, 17.1. SCP-049 is no longer permitted to interact directly with any members of Foundation staff, nor is it to be provided with any additional corpses to be used in surgeries. This order shall persist indefinitely until such time a consensus regarding the ongoing containment of SCP-049 can be reached.
So it eats the corpses of animals?
Yes.
And, huh.
Description. SCP-049 is a humanoid entity roughly 1.9 meters in length, which bears the appearance of a medieval plague doctor. While SCP-049 appears to be wearing the thick robes and ceramic mask indicative of that profession, the garments instead seem to have grown out of SCP-049's body over time and are now nearly indistinguishable from whatever form was beneath them. X-rays indicate that despite this, SCP-049 does have a humanoid skeletal structure beneath the outer layer. SCP-049 is capable of speech in a variety of languages, though tends to prefer English or medieval French. The entity claims to have originated in 15th century France, although admits that that is particularly well-traveled. While SCP-049 is generally cordial and cooperative with Foundation staff, it can become especially irritated or outright aggressive if it feels that it is in the presence of what it calls the pestilence. Although the exact nature of this pestilence is currently unknown to the Foundation researchers, it does seem to be an issue of immense concern to SCP-049. SCP-049 will become hostile with individuals it seizes being affected by the pestilence, often having to be restrained should it encounter such. If left unchecked, SCP-049 will generally attempt to kill any such individual. SCP-049 is capable of causing all biological functions of an organism to cease through direct skin contact. How this occurs is currently unknown, and autopsies of SCP-049's victims have invariably been inconclusive. SCP-049 has expressed frustration and remorse after these killings, indicating that they had done little to kill the pestilence, though will usually seek to then perform a crude surgery on the corpse using the implements contained within a black doctor's bag it carries on its person at all times. The space within the bag seems anomalously large, as SCP-049 has been observed pulling objects larger than the bag itself within it in order to operate on deceased subjects. While these surgeries are not always successful, they often result in the creation of instances of SCP-049-2. SCP-049-2 instances are reanimated corpses that have been operated on by SCP-049. These instances do not seem to retain any of their prior mimetic or mental functions, having only basic motor skills and response mechanisms. While these instances are generally inactive, moving very little and in a generally ambulatory fashion, they can become extremely aggressive if provoked or if directed to by SCP-049. SCP-049-2 instances express active biological functions, though these are vastly different from currently understood human physiology. Despite these alterations, SCP-049 often remarks that the subjects have been cured. Addendum 049-1, or 049.1, Discovery. Actually, no, I should probably wait and give you a chance to talk.
When you said that it seems sad after killing a subject, I thought you were about to say, like, how it feels remorse for killing someone, but no, it's just because it did little to cure the pestilence.
Yeah.
So, I've heard of this SCP before. I actually didn't know what we were going to be talking about today. So, this is a surprise to me.
Oh, yeah?
But yeah, this is one of the more popular ones.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one. And I found out just looking up now that it's had a few... it's had an update. The file, so if you want to go read it yourself, you can. SCP-049 was discovered during the investigation of a series of unknown disappearances in the town of Montauban in southern France. During a raid on a local home, investigators found several instances of SCP-049-2, as well as SCP-049. while law enforcement personnel engaged in the hostile SCP-049-2 instances. SCP-049 was noted as watching the engagement and taking notes in his journal. After all of the SCP-049-2 instances were dispatched, SCP-049 willingly entered Foundation custody.
So, he has a journal that he writes stuff in.
Yes.
So, what changed in the update to the files? Is it just like...
There's a few new... Well, there's new pictures, for one, but there's also a few new audio files. They are actually... You can actually listen to them, like, voice-acted, but we don't have to if you don't want to. I can just read them out if you want.
Yeah, you can... You can read them out.
All right. The following interview was conducted by Dr. Raymond Ham during the initial investigation. Interviewer, Dr. Raymond Ham. Site 85. Interviewee, SCP-049. Begin log. Alors, comment devrions-nous commencer? Une introduction? Is that French? Can I get a translator? The King's English. No need for translation, sir. I can speak it well enough. Good. My name is Dr. Raymond Ham. A doctor! A like-minded individual, no doubt. Where? That's Australian. I'm trying to do British. Ah, welcome to London. No, that's still. I'm the doctor. A like-minded individual, no doubt. Where is your specialty, sir? Cryptobiology? Why? Medical man, such as myself. Wonders abound. Here I would have been abducted by common street thugs. This place, then, this is your laboratory? I'd wondered, as clean as it is, with such little trace of the pestilence here. The pestilence? What do you mean? The scourge. The great dying. Come on now, you know what is it called? No matter. The pestilence. Yes, it abounds outside these walls, you know? So many have succumbed, and many more will continue until such a time as a perfect cure can be developed. Fortunately, I am very close. It is my duty in life to rid the world of it. You see, the cure, and all cures. When you say the great dying, are you talking about the bubonic plague? I don't know what that is. I see. Right. Well, the entities are agents encountered at that house. They were dead when you encountered them, yes, and you reanimated them. In a manner of speaking, yes. You see, things are too simple, Doctor. Expand your horizons. Is this still Australian? Evan?
It doesn't really matter.
No, I'm trying to do British. Well, no, he's supposed to be French. Forget it, I'm sticking with British. Life and death, sickness and healing, and health, sickness and health. These are amateur terms for amateur physicians. There's only one ailment that exists in the world of men, and that is the pestilence, nothing else. Make no mistake, they were very ill, all of them. You think you cured those people? Indeed. My cure is most effective. The things we recovered were not human. Yes, well, it is not a perfect cure, but that will come with time and further experimentation. I spent a lifetime developing my methods, Dr. Ham. We'll spend a lifetime more if necessary. Now, we have wasted too much time. There's work to do when I require a laboratory of my own. One where I can continue my research, unimpeded. And assistance, of course, though I can provide those on my own time. I don't think our organization will be willing to... Nonsense! We're all men of science. Fetch a coat and show me my quarters, Doctor. Our work begins now. End log. Interviewer's note. While SCP-049 is capable of communicating in a very human way, there is a strange sense of unease that one experiences when in its presence. Make no mistake, there is something very uncanny about this entity, indeed. Additionally, we've confiscated that pointed stick that SCP-049 keeps waving around. Part of this is due to standard confiscation protocols for the possessions of anomalies, and part because SCP-049 really is a menace swinging around like he does. The entity was displeased at first, but after we made some concessions in providing the test subjects, which are admittedly more for the benefit of our own research, it warmed up to the idea.
So, do we know what the pestilence is?
No.
Okay.
It seems to think that the pestilence is the only disease at all, and everything else is just symptoms.
It's like the mega
Very
disease.
interesting. Huh?
It's like the mega disease.
Exactly. But apparently, it's not the bubonic plague.
So he seems
Or,
to
as we may know it, the black plague.
So he
I
seems
think
to think
they're the
that
same thing. Yeah.
all diseases are connected into this one disease, which is the pestilence.
Apparently, yes.
Huh.
According to him. While in containment at Site 19, SCP-049 has spent a considerable amount of time studying and performing surgery on the various mammalian corpses it has been provided. SCP-049 will routinely spend several days performing surgery, and then, regardless of whether or not the corpse has become an instance of SCP-049-2, spending several more days documenting its findings in a thick leather journal stored within its doctor's bag. SCP-049 will often seek to share its findings with members of Foundation staff. The following is a log of several occasions during which SCP-049 was observed operating on a mammalian corpse. Subject 049, SCP-049. Preface. A test subject, D85123, was introduced into SCP-049's containment cell. The entity expressed its sincere gratitude towards all members of the containment and research staff. Observation notes. SCP-049 began by asking D85123 several standard medical questions as it began removing tools from its bag. Shortly after finishing with its preparations, SCP-049 quickly closed the distance between the two, killing the subject with a touch of its throat. Afterwards, SCP-049 made a number of considerable alterations to the basic structure of the subject's corpse, including often introducing fluids from within its bag to the subject by way of a hand-powered pump and copper tubing. The resulting 049-2 instance became animated, flailing, grasping at the walls of the chamber with a number of manufactured limbs, while moaning out of an oblong orifice now present in its sternum. During this time, SCP-049 was observed taking notes of the instance in its journal, and remarking to the watching research staff about the efficiency of its cure, or efficacy of its cure. Several personnel entered the chamber to move SCP-049 back to containment and were attacked by the instance. The security team dispatched to the SCP-049 instance, or two instance, and SCP-049 returned to containment with no resistance, stating that it was pleased with the results. Subject, SCP-049. Preface. SCP-049 was provided the corpse of a recently deceased goat. SCP-049 expressed gratitude at the provision. Observation notes. SCP-049 operated on the goat corpse for several days, eventually resulting in an instance of SCP-049-2. SCP-049 expressed pleasure in this outcome, though admitted the disease was still in its nascent stage. My veterinarian practice is rudimentary, but the patient responded well to the procedure.
So it.
Subject. You know what? I should just stop like saying like subject, preface, and observation notes. So I'm just gonna skip to the preface and observation notes, because obviously it's about 049. SCP-049 was provided the corpse of a recently deceased orangutan. SCP-049 expressed noted gratitude and provision due to similarities between the orangutan and common human physiology. SCP-049 spent several days operating on the orangutan, reanimating it several times. However, SCP-049 appeared to be discontent with the results it experienced, returning to the creature three times after its initial reanimation. For additional work, after it was unable to reanimate the corpse a fifth time, SCP-049 turned the corpse over to Foundation staff for incineration, stating, "I've learned so much from this, so I fear my earlier optimism was misplaced. I hadn't yet come to such a across such a stumbling block on my road to the cure. Subjects like this would do a great deal to advancing my research."
So we
Subject 049,
oh, sorry.
SCP-049 was. I'll tell you when I'm done. SCP-049 was provided the corpse of a recently deceased bovine. SCP-049 expressed mild annoyance at the provision, though accepted it nonetheless. SCP-049 has stated its desire to work on human subjects several times between this occasion and the earlier provision of an orangutan, noting its discontentedness when they would not be provided. SCP-049 spent several days operating on the bovine corpse, breaking only to dine on a requested dinner of thin crackers, salted pork, and hard cheese. SCP-049 has expressed that it does not require sustenance, but enjoys it and feels that the food helps to put the right, put in the right mind to operate. Beginning first by embalming the corpse, SCP-049 was observed producing a long number of syringes from its bag, each containing a different dark, viscous fluid. SCP-049 described these fluids as the essence of the humors, and elaborated by saying, pestilence may bring about a systemic imbalance. In such case, before true healing can begin, one must find the humors in balance, or the body will reject the cure. What's he say here? See. SCP-049 added to the statement by saying, This is, of course, elementary knowledge for the practical position. I would have thought you would have learned this during your education. Over the next few days, SCP-049 spent a considerable amount of time adjusting the organs of the bovine corpse with a number of large metal instruments. After 8 days, SCP-049 produced a lightning rod, which Dr. Ham examined, exchanged for an electronic cattle prod attached to an extension cord, and struck the corpse in several locations. This action seemingly had the effect of reanimating the bovine, which once again became ambulatory, despite the inversion of the head and reorientation of the limbs. I'm done. So what do you want to say?
Alright, so he can reanimate dead bodies.
Yes, and he says it, but they're like zombies.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really have any brain functions. And he says, and when mentioning this, he says, the cure is not perfect, but I'm working on it, essentially.
Hmm. So does he want to turn everyone into zombies?
No, just those who are, you know, suffering. I'm sorry. Yeah, can I have a second to go let him out? I need a sec, I'm so sorry.
Alright.
Sorry about that. Okay. Continue, or do you have more to say?
I think you were answering. Is he trying to make everyone into a zombie?
No, just people who are infected, apparently,
okay,
with the pestilence, whatever that is.
So anyone that's sick of anything, like a cold, a flu.
I don't think so. They can't really tell, they can't really find a correlation between everyone.
Hmm.
They can't find a correlation, unfortunately. Between the people he's said are infected.
Hmm.
Alright, you ready?
Yeah.
Follow-up interview. Begin log. We've watched you work for several weeks now, and I'm honestly not sure I understand what you're doing. Can you describe your process in detail? Oh, goodness, no. The process is most intensive. As I said to your assistants, the best instructions you will find about my work are here in my journals, as I have kept exhaustive records of my work there. Notably, SCP-049's journals are not written in any known language, and attempts by linguists and codebreakers to decipher them have been unsuccessful. I see. My concern, Doctor, is that we still don't understand what you're seeking to cure, how it manifests. How turning these creatures into quasi-living mindless drones helps in that effort. You do not understand the pestilence, even after all this time. Doctor, it is an unspeakable horror. One that has shown its true face many times before and will again. I find myself blessed with the wisdom and good senses needed to root it out and destroy it, but many like yourself cannot. It is a cruel judgment, I fear, to be at the mercy of a disease you cannot fully comprehend. That still doesn't answer my question. How is your cure any kind of cure at all? It is a cure! You may laugh at my efforts if you please, but do not besmirch the good name of scientific progress that has developed this great mercy. What you so short-sightedly see here is a life better than any this creature could have hoped for, stricken as it was with the pestilence. This creature is now clean, unable to spread the pestilence, and free from the terror it would have experienced otherwise. This is hardly a creature at all, Doctor. It's not even... Do not jape with me, sir. You and your colleagues are like so many others, unable to look past minor setbacks to see the salvation taking place before your very eyes. Do you wait to remove rotten timbers until the hull collapses on top of you, No! You find them and you pull them out and replace them with those untouched by rot. And most of all, you do not simply mock the structure because it now looks different to you. It is strong. It is free of disease. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to agitate you. I'm just trying to understand. Yes, well, do mind your words in the future, Doctor. I'm a professional, but even professionals may feel the bite of pride in dealing with criticism of their masterpiece. I will forgive this as an act of good faith between colleagues. Is there anything else I can help you with? No, that'll be all. Another test subject on the usual schedule. You know my preferences of subjects with more human anatomies. End log. Attending researcher's note. SCP-049 does seem to genuinely want to help other humans, though it has not been able to provide a concrete example of what exactly he's trying to save us all from. I've been watching it now over several weeks, and while the outcomes do not seem to ever change, SCP-049 continues to claim that it is growing closer to its perfect cure. I think the entity may be more aware of the reality of these outcomes than it would like us to think.
So, is 049 a human?
It's hard to tell. The thing is, it was said earlier that it's doctor's robes and the, you know, the plague doctor mask were, like, fused to his body.
So, but, like, in one of the, it said that it, in the files, it said that it genuinely wants to help other humans. And it said other, like, as if it is a human.
I'm not sure if it can really be considered a human, though.
Or maybe the Foundation doesn't know either, and they just assume that it's a human.
Yeah, or at least used to be.
Yeah. Maybe it just got a bunch of super glue and, super glued the,
What? That's an interesting theory. But it said it's from 15th century France. So clearly, it's very old.
That was long before super glue. So my super glue theory is out the window.
Yeah. You want to continue?
Yeah.
Starting shortly after SCP-049's initial containment, Dr. Hamm conducted a number of interviews with the subject regarding its anomalous properties, and over time began to note its displeasure with its subjects and the SCP-049-2 instances. This continued for a period of several months, during which SCP-049 never exhibited any aggressive behaviors. On April 16th, 2017, as Dr. Hamm was entering SCP-049's test chamber to conduct another routine interview, the entity began to grow anxious and asked Dr. Hamm if he was feeling well. Following protocol, Dr. Hamm reminded SCP-049 that the interview was required, after which the entity became hostile and attacked Dr. Hamm, killing him. Due to a lapse in security protocol and because Dr. Hamm did not activate the in-chamber emergency system, Dr. Hamm's corpse was not discovered until 3 hours later, by which point SCP-049 had converted it into an instance of SCP-049-2. In the aftermath of this incident, SCP-049 was interviewed by Dr. Theron Sherman. I need you to explain yourself. SCP-049, you are being directed to explain your actions, and I will remind you that failure to cooperate will result in further restrictions during your containment. My actions do not need to be explained. You killed Raymond Hamm and then butchered him until he... Not dead? No. Not dead. He is killed. Cured. Cured of what? The pestilence, sir. I thought you at least would realize what luck it is I detected it before. What pestilence? You keep going on and on about this pestilence, but you have not once been able to properly identify this disease. What could you have possibly seen in him today that you had not seen so many times before that would be worth its life? The pestilence presents and progresses in unforeseeable fashions and has a queer way of weeping into the unprepared and call it what you want, Doctor. It was a mercy. I did it to him. He is cured. He is a vegetable. I would not expect you to understand. You and your ilk have proven time and time again to to not be men of science, but men of emotion. You cannot appreciate the horrors I have seen. Those many millions who have succumbed to the pestilence and been changed. Who your cure cost Ray his life. No, good sir, I have saved it. You would allow this world to slip back into the dead despair of disease and death, ignoring what I've created a miracle. And what disease? What pestilence? He was a healthy man. He was a good doctor. I'm offering it freely to the afflicted. You are not worth this argument, sir. You are short-sighted and foolish. Dr. Ham was sick, and I cured him. I am the only one who can do this. My work must continue. There is so much still to learn, so much to... I've had enough of this. Consider your allowances revoked. Welcome to Containment 049. We're done here. So much to do. Others can be saved. Even you, though you do not deserve it, might be saved. I can save them all. I can cast down this plague once and for all. I can do this. Only me. I saved him. I saved him, Dr. Ham. I cured him. He was sick. I know he was sick. I know he was. All of you are sick, but I can save you. I can save all of you because I am the cure. End log. Went a little nuts at the end.
Oh, yeah. He was like, how dare you not believe me?
What, just because I'm turning these people into zombies, you think I'm killing them? You think just because these people don't have any higher brain function and are just literal animals that I'm a bad person? No, I'm curing them. Idiots.
Well, it might... He said that it's like killing them is... like mercy. Or turning them to zombies is like mercy. Maybe it's another
SCP. It's not perfect, so I think what's happening is
it's he's like
trying to bring them back from the dead. He kills them, then he brings them back from the dead. Maybe the pestilence is mortality. And he only starts and he only detects this. He only detects what he calls the pestilence once people start like getting on in age.
Huh.
That's my theory.
Maybe. That would make sense probably.
Being a zombie, you would never die. So yeah. What he's doing is he's trying to make it where he can bring people back to life, but they won't be zombies, they'll be like just people. You know? That's what I'm
mortal
is happening here.
Yeah. Yeah, that probably makes sense.
Ooh, and here is where the new interviews start. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The following interview is an excerpt from the 4/16/17/049 incident report. The interview was conducted by Dr. Elijah Itkin and took place 3 weeks after the start of the initial investigation. SCP-049, we are conducting this interview to close out our investigation of your actions on April 16th that resulted in the death of a staff member. Do you have any comments to make? Only that I look forward to the day when you will allow me to resume my work. I spent the last few weeks combining my notes and constructing a new theory for how the pestilence was able to infect someone in such an insidious manner that I could detect it. Have you experienced any remorse for your actions for the death of Dr. Ham? Ah, yes, well, death of a colleague is always regrettable, but in the face of the pestilence, we must be swift, doctor, and act without hesitation. Dr. Sherman noted in his report that you seemed to be mournful during your initial interview. Perhaps, but I had not thought of that. It is lamentable that a fellow doctor became infected. But the work continues. Regrettable as it was, Dr. Ham's death provided important insight. Living human subjects are the only way to proceed forward. I am decided. My cure is of little use on dead flesh. I've gleaned all I can from your generous supply of corpses. My desires turn towards tending to those still living who suffer from the disease. I'm afraid you're going to be disappointed. Oh, doctor, I wouldn't be so sure. And blog. That's the end of the file. What do you think?
I can't tell if this is a short one or a long one.
Medium.
It's medium. So... I'm trying to summarize this. So he's a plague doctor from what, the 1500s?
Yes.
That is trying to cure everyone from this disease called the pestilence. And his cure is to kill them and then reanimate them as a zombie, basically. And your theory,
my theory is that he's trying, that the pestilence is mortality.
Yeah.
He's trying to make people immortal.
Well, actually, he said that he's, it's impossible for him to have the pestilence, and he's also been alive since the 1600s, which would hint at his immortality.
Yeah, that hints he's immortal. So he's already made himself immortal. Or maybe he was already made immortal. Maybe something else made him mortal, and he's just trying to recreate whatever did that and use it on other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think your theory makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Aren't I a genius?
Very genius.
So, what do you think of all this?
Very interesting. I feel bad for the goat.
The goat, yeah.
I don't know why you would want to.
I feel bad for what's his name? Dr. M.
Well, yeah, but animals matter more than humans, so it's okay.
All right. Well, we should probably finish this up.
Yeah. So there will not be an episode next week.
Things to say here.
Yeah. There won't be an episode next week because I'm going to be out of town all week.
Going out of town.
Yeah. And then if there's anyone listening that has a SCP podcast that would like to collaborate with us, we'd be super willing to do that. Yeah. So I don't think we don't have very many followers or anything.
Yeah.
But if you do have a podcast, let us know, and we'll happily collaborate with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to find some podcasts to collaborate
also
with too.
I'm sorry that my SCP-049 voice isn't as good as the Vulgans.
SCP-049
in the actual file.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you saying?
Never mind. I was gonna say that I might put the audio files from the website on it, at the end of the episode, but I'm not sure if that would get me copyright strike. I mean, technically, I'm not getting money from this, but
I think it would be. I don't think they're really copyrighted,
but I don't want to take a chance.
I mean, you can go and look at the article yourself, right?
Yeah, I'll just.
Also, I am aware that I butchered that French in the first audio file.
Yeah. French isn't as easy to do an accent for as British and stuff.
Yeah, again, he's supposed to be he's supposed to be French, but I'm not really good at French. I'm only good at British.
So that's going to be the end of the episode. We'll see you in 2 weeks. And goodbye. Have a nice...
We'll see you later.
...few weeks. And don't... If you see some random plague doctor guy...
Go up to him because he probably just wants to cure you. Don't worry about it. You're...
Yeah,
you're
it's infected. Fine.
His cure is most effective.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.